If I close my eyes and concentrate on the squawking gulls and the heat of the sun on my skin, it's almost like I'm at the beach with Eric. I breathe deeply, the salty air coming off the waves. I'm toasted brown and relaxed in my swimsuit. Eric has his fingers woven into mine, but we're not sweaty, itchy, or about to talk about our relationship. I'm not afraid of anything, and nothing is ever going to change, because this moment is absolutely perfect. If I open my eyes, I'm still living in Landon, the pit of Utah. I keep my eyes shut as long as I can. "Myra!" yells Carson. I sit up fast. My 6-year-old brother stands in front of me. His face is streaked with mud. "He's dead!" I get to my feet. "Who?" "Spinosaurus! He's disappeared!" I survey our beat yard. Andrew and Brett are building a fort out of a packing box, and for the time being, they aren't hitting each other. I say, "Maybe he's just growing up to be a fossil." Carson drops his head. "He's too young to be a fossil." I take Carson's muddy fingers out of his mouth and swab him with a tissue I keep in my pocket. "We'll find him. It's okay." The gulls bellyache overhead. Carson says, "The birds got him." "No, gulls don't like dinosaurs," I say. Carson says, "I don't like seagulls." "I like seagulls. These are from the Great Salt Lake, which is about 10 miles from my house. Everyone thinks of them as trash birds, but not every bird would pick a field clean of crickets for starving pioneers. The Mormons say God got the birds to do it, but God or no God, seagulls have been cleaning up ever since. Over by the house, my parents pretend to discuss patio cement, my mother's latest home improvement project. Their unhappy voices drift across the yard. "If you settle for something you don't want, you live to regret it," says Mom, shifting my youngest brother to her other hip. She's hauled 6 of us around on those hips, but Danny's way too big for her to be packing. Dad rubs his forehead.
"Sometimes you just have to make the best of things."
"And sometimes you have to cut your losses," Mom chirps. This conversation is actually about my previously perfect sister, Melissa. She and Zeke are coming over to talk about their wedding plans, but she's late. About 5 months late. 1 year into her full ride to college, and my genius sister couldn't figure out how not to get pregnant. My parents have been out of their minds since they found out 2 weeks ago.
"And what do you suggest?"
says Dad. Mom says, "As if what I suggest matters." "I want to play," says Danny. Mom carts Danny back into the shadow of the house. Dad stands looking around for a minute and then follows her in. I should rescue Danny, but I know my mom needs something to hold on to this afternoon. In a few minutes, I find Carson's missing toy dinosaur and order is restored to the universe. I go back to my plastic chair. It's only the end of February and the snow's already gone. I'm hoping for a sunburn before my date with Eric tonight. I have absolutely no idea what to wear. He said he wants to take me someplace nice, which could be a good thing, but what if it isn't?